House Bill 1005, an act to use agriculture income value to determine the value of agricultural land and to conduct a pilot study on agricultural income value.
House Bill 1005 having a second reading is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Lentz.
I have an amendment at the desk.
This would be amendment 1005FF.
That's correct.
Is there a second?
Second.
Comments on the motion to amend?
Could I comment on the motion to amend and also the bill?
Yes, you may.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I'm not going to take much time. I'm not going to stand up here and explain to you the problems we have with our tax system right now. I think you're all aware of it. I'm very much involved in the problem. I'm trying my best to solve it. I think we have come up with a solution, at least for agriculture. It was earlier thought upon maybe being a problem because we were going to put this into law automatically. We have changed that, and we are working with the governor now. And there are some things really, the only thing I'm going to go over with you is the amendment. And I'm just going to touch a couple major points. One, this is now a pilot study only, and it's not for actual assessment or taxation of individual property. Also, the heart of this bill, it's going to be a 9-member task force set up to value agriculture land, 3 of whom are county commissioners or county directors of equalization, 3 of which are members appointed at large, and 3 of whom are legislators. They will report their findings of this pilot study to the legislators October 1st, 2001, and also to the governor. This is very important that we look at this, and what we have to remember, the people that have worked with this throughout the years have been here. Some of them were here when they passed Ag Y, and they knew when they passed Ag Y it was a temporary fix. And we do this year after year. We do temporary and band-aid fixes. This bill is not a band-aid fix for agriculture. This can be a permanent fix for the agriculture problem of valuation. Having said that, I would appreciate support on this bill. Thank you.
Representative Waltman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. I won't take much of your time either, but I've been one of those that's been involved with this debate for a long, long time. As many of you know, this session, we've kicked this bill around through the whole session in subcommittees and whatever, and I think we have it in very good shape. The governor had some problems with the implementation on it, and he's brought forth an amendment here that I can live with. It doesn't really change what we intend to do with this thing, and that's kind of do a study, if you will, to determine if it's going to be workable. It will change possibly when and what it will be implemented if we decide to go with that. It satisfies him. I can live with the amendment, and I would urge you to support the amendment and the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Lentz motion to amend House Bill 1005. Representative McNinney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, may I speak to the amendment and the bill?
Yes, you may speak to the amendment and the bill.
Thank you. I'll be very brief, but the amendment does answer a lot of the concerns of some of the members of this body. I think the most important thing is for the first time we will be able to look in an objective way at what this idea actually will do. If it's not a good idea, that task force will come back and tell you that. If it does have merit, they'll tell you that. And at that time, you as a legislature will be able to make the decision on whether to implement some of these changes. I think for the first time we're looking at an idea that can help to solve some of the very inequities that have occurred in the taxation system and will continue to. I think it's time that we do this. I urge your support.
Further remarks on the motion to amend? Hearing none. Representative Chiquin.
Speaker, members of the body. Well, I too arrive in support of this bill. We all know something's got to be done. It's happening all over the state of South Dakota, and we got to do something because we have land prices are going sky high, and they affect everybody within that county. And so if we're going to fix it, this is the first way we got to do it. And so I appreciate your support.
Further remarks on the motion to amend? Hearing none, all those in favor of the Lentz motion to amend House Bill 1005 will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. House Bill 1005 is therefore amended. Further remarks on House Bill 1005 as amended? Hearing none. The question before the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1005. Those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1005 as amended.
Representatives Cohen, Richard Brown, Haley Ketzel, and Wilson. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 53, nays 4, absent 3, excused 10.
House Bill 1005, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Representative Lentz, we have a title amendment that you would be moving at this time. Are we referring to Title Amendment 1005 FTB? Is there a second to the motion to amend the title? Any remarks on that motion to amend the title? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to amend the title to 1005 will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. The title to 1005 is thereby amended.